Parshas Matos. Parshas Matos. Vadabar Hashem al Moshe Lemor. Nekom Nikmas Bnei Yisrael Meitz Hamidyonim. Achar Te'osei Felamecha. Moshe Rabbeinu. As an unbelievable tzivoy. Nekom nikmas b'nei Yisrael, meis b'nei Yisrael, nikmas b'nei Yisrael, meis hamidyonim. You have this mitzvah to do. And after that, you're going to die. Now, what's Moshe's response? Well, I'll do the mitzvah tomorrow. I'll do the next mitzvah in 3 days. Each day is valuable. Each day of life is valuable. And he has a very firm teretz. When the Vilna Gaon was dying, so they saw he was very depressed, leaving this world. One of his Talmidim said, Rebbe, you spent your whole life doing mitzvahs and Torah. Unimaginable. Are you going to be zoch in the Olam Emes? When the Gaon took his tzitzis, says, see these tzitzis? For a few pennies, you can buy tzitzis. And I can be mekayim a mitzvah entire day with it. And every mitzvah mekayim is an unbelievable achievement. Come to the Olam Emes, there's no more growth. Every day in this world, your person grows and grows in terms of his ruchnias, in terms of his neshama. It's all finished. It's static existence. And Moshe Rabbeinu, imagine every day is value to him. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to do a mitzvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to do a mitzvah. There are no cheshbonos. If doing the mitzvah means I'm going to die as a result, immediately afterwards, Kadosh Baruch Hu told me to do it. Vaydava Moshe Olam Lema, Heichol Tzumeyitchem, Anoshim Latzova. You are Midyon, what says Nikmas Hashem B'Midyon. Why? And we said last week, Hamachtio is Yoser Mehargo. Halach is very, very simply. What do you mean, Machtio Yoser Mehargo? There is Halach of a Rodef. Halach of a Rodef is that if Reuven is coming after Shimon to kill Shimon, then Shimon can kill him and disarm him. But he has to be in active pursuit. Let's say Reuven is sitting in his house and planning how he's going to kill Shimon. And Shimon at that point has no right. In fact, that this man presents a danger to Shimon, Shimon has no right to kill him. When he's actively trying to do it. However, it's not true in Yoni Ruchnius. If someone presents a what happens? At this point, Midyon was not presenting any danger to Klal Yisrael. They tried and it failed, but they presented an ongoing danger. What if the Pasuk says, Tzoros HaMidyonim Hikisim Osam? Ki Tzorim Heim Lochem, they're a danger to you. And the Medrash Tanchuma says, Habolo HaGecho HaGeharba. It's not what did happen in the past. It's the fact that they present an ongoing danger. Midyon was not letting up. They were out to be Machshel Klal Yisrael. and presenting an ongoing danger to Klal Yisrael, even when they're not in active pursuit, is still enough to justify killing them. Take a look at the Rambam, Perish Mishnayos Nechulin. He spells it out very, very clearly. Presenting a sakona ruchni is more chomer than a sakona gashmi. And that's why they had to make war against Midian. And what was the war? Elef lamate, elef lamate. Each one of the Shvatim had to give 1,000 soldiers. But it would have maybe been a more effective war had, instead of having 12,000 soldiers in the battlefield, for them to have 100,000 soldiers in the battlefield. It's a bigger army. So Medrash tells us, what is it? Elef lamata, elef lamata. Yeah, Alpha Yisrael, elef lamata. Okay. Actually, each Shevet gave 3,000 Shvatim. 3,000. There was 1,000 in the battlefield, 1,000 taken care. They did the cooking, they did everything. And 1,000 who were standing and davening. There are different ways to fight a war, and different attitudes in fighting a war. Later on, we say, Ki Hashem Eloch Kecho Mitzhalech B'Kerev Machanecho. Like everything else in life, you have to decide who's fighting the war. Yes, you need an army. When back in Parshas B'Shalach, Klal Yisrael were fighting Amalek, Vayom Moshe Yeshua b'chalonu anoshim tsehi lochem b'Amalek. And Moshe Rabbeinu went up on the mountain, v'hoyo kasher yoreh Moshe yodo v'gova Yisrael. And it's interesting, there's a Mishnah. Mishnah, same thing it says in Parshas Chukas about the Nechash and Chofesh. V'chi nochosh meimis nochosh machaya. V'chi yodav shomosha osus mechom or shovus mechom. Kol zman shisrael mach mustakim klabim malo mishatim libom loviyam shabashar. The war was not being fought down on the battlefield. Yes, you have to do what you have to do down there on the battlefield. But in Shemayim, there's another war going on between the Soro Shel Yisrael and the Soro Shel Amalek, the Soro Shel Yisrael and the Soro Shel Midian. Whether or not Yisrael wins the war, or whether or not Midian wins the war, has nothing to do with what's down on the battlefield. Yes, you have to go and have to battle, you have to fight in the best way possible, the best generals and everything. The ultimate victory is what's happening in Shemayim. That's why there were 1,000 soldiers. Why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu says that's all you're going to need. Militarily, maybe 3,000 soldiers and 36,000 on the battlefield, and 3,000 back there in the camp, and another 3,000 dying. No, no, no. If the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells you this is how the war has to be fought, this is how the war is going to have to be fought. No. Vayishlach Osam Moshe Elef Lamata Latzofa. Osam. Vyas Pinchas Ben Elozor HaKohen Latzofa. Vchoy HaKodesh V'chatzotzos HaTrua B'yodo. What does this say? That just going out to war was not enough. It was a Meshuach Melchama. When Klal Yisrael went out to war, went out to war. There was a Kohen Gadol, and that is what we say, V'diber ha-Kohen lo'om le'mor. And the Kohen would speak to the people. Mi ho'ish. It says, Ki seitzei machta lo'ivecha, nishmarta mikol dovaru. When you go into military camp, shnata mikol dovaru. So what does Rashi say? Chazal tell us. Shasot mitakri b'shasa sakona. So even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu normally, the Gemara says, doesn't punish for machshavara, b'shas mulchama, have to be extra careful. Ki Hashem Elokecha mitzavach b'kerev machanecha l'atzilchu l'seisoyvecha l'ufanecha v'oyo machanecha kodosh. But you have a chayav v'azdov v'shav machanecha. The worst thing to have in war is a riot. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we learned that last week and the week before, Chukas and Pinchas. Elokeim shel eile sonei zimahu. A riot says the Shekhinah, get out of here. And therefore, if a military camp will succeed because of Hashras Hashchina. So Arias is a total contradiction to that. And the Pasuk says, when you go out to war, says, a tremendous army against you. Why not? You get to war. And where does the Kohen say? The Kohen Meshuach Mulchama. Pinchas ben Elaz, who had a din of Meshuach Mulchama. I'm don't be afraid. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with you. It doesn't mean people didn't get killed. Most people got killed. Machne is a dangerous place. But who gets killed and who doesn't get killed, that has nothing to do with the military prowess, ability of the enemy. Now one might have said, this is only that point of Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael are living in a life in a midbar, the Malam Derech HaTeva, with Mon, the Anakovot, and everything. What about when Klal Yisrael go into Eretz Yisrael? What about 500 years later when it's a regular, normal country? Then, what about them? It's a regular, normal country. It's a regular, normal country. And because it's a regular, normal country, what does the halacha say? L'dorei doros. You open the Rambam, and the Rambam is talking, and he says, what are the halachas? This is brought the halacha. That means b'chol dor v'dor. Under every situation, now it has to have a din of milchama. Din of milchama, that's the current stupidity as to try to apply the din of milchama to current wars. Current wars don't have a din of milchama. We'll see what its relevance is to this. Current wars are why? In order to have a din of milchama, there has to be a melech. Ram himself saw in Sefer Mitzvahs very clearly. Ram says, Hilchos Melochim u'milchamoseihem. When there is a melech, whenever there may be, whenever the halacha is the halachas of a war, So then, all of these things have to be followed. Why? Because a war is fought not down here on planet Earth. It's fought up in Shemayim. And it's the schusim of each side that determines what happens in that one. And if one side is victorious, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that side to be victorious. And yes, you have to prepare for war, just like every hishtatlus. Have to have the best planes and the best bombs and everything. But when you look at a war is Hashem Elochechem is halach b'kerab achanach. Now, certain of the halachas apply when it has the halach of a war. But the idea that the success of everything you do has nothing to do whatsoever in any single way with what we're doing. We have to do our hishtatlus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is determining the success of it. That's even worse nowadays. Now, war is a shas sakana. Being a shas sakana, was Rashi say, Satan is mekatreg shas sakana. That means people who don't understand how Hashgacha Pratis work say, well, if Satan is Makatrik, if Tefillah and Torah are a Shmira, so you should put them there in the battlefield, and they should be there dominating on the battlefield. Nothing's going to happen to them. That's, yeah, the last war, here when the last Gaza war, there was a whole article in Jerusalem Post that someone has said, it doesn't work that way, otherwise you should have them out there on the battlefield. That is the most primitive understanding of how Hashgacha Pratis works. In every war situation, there is a very simple cheshbon that one has to take all the precautions one has that are necessary and able within the gedarim of fighting the war. Yes, in Shas HaKana, everybody is in danger. Because the halacha of milchama is not only between the soldiers and the soldiers. Milchama is between a nation and a nation. That's why. Who was the target? What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Vayitzbu al Midyon kasher osa Hashem es Moshe vayahargu kol zocher. Es malchei Midyon hargu al chalaleihem. Well, the malchei Midyon were not on the battlefield. They were, each one was in their five, and they were in their palaces. No. But an army fighting a war is a representative of a nation. And the entire nation is fighting that war. So when the army here fights a war, and they do it according to certain stupid rules of warfare, why should the innocent civilian suffer? Because, very simply, there was an election, for instance, there was an election in Gaza. Just take our current thing and try to understand what the halachas are. Show how that comes out of here. There was a war in Gaza. There was elections in Gaza. And when there was the last any sort of honest election in Gaza, the people in Gaza elected Hamas to represent them. That means Hamas is not just a group of terrorists. They were elected to represent the people, and they represent the people. As long as the people support them and are behind them, so who are the Rodfim? The Rodfim aren't just the terrorists doing it; the entire nation that supports them. And if any terrorist, if he gets killed by the Israeli government, and the Palestinian government pays his family, because they treat him as a hero, that means the entire Palestinian nation has that halacha. So there's no such thing as a civilian target and a non-civilian target. All of Midian. And the kings, because the kings out there in their palaces, then they're on the battlefield. But the soldiers represented them. As long as they represented them, the Rodfim were not the specific people on the battlefield. The entire nation had a din of Rodef. Ayitzbal Midyon, Kashat Siwa Hashem Es Moshe, Vayargu Kol Zocha. Vayishbu Nei Yisrael Es Neshem Midyon, Vastapam Veiz Kol Behemton. And so what did they have to do? They had to eliminate anyone who presented a danger. And anyone who presented a danger were all the adults who supported this entire issue. Well, what about the women? So what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Yitzav Moshe, Pdudei HaChoyl. Hachyesim kol nekev? No. You made a mistake. You thought that the enemy was only the people who were potentially fighting you. No. The people whose goal was to be machshel you and to destroy you. And all the women of Midian were ready there to entice every male. They themselves are a sakana. Hein heina hoyu bnei yisrael b'dvar bila. Nimsomal b'Hashem. That what was their goal? Their goal was to be machshel klal yisrael with znus and avodah zarah. So they present the danger as well. Whoever presents a danger, whether they're actively involved, they're potentially involved, or they're supporting and encouraging the people, they have the din of a rodef. Okay. That's... And there's a clown that comes out of here. People don't appreciate. And Chazal make it exceedingly clear that Hamachtio Yosem in Harg. And the Rambam writes that if we understand the purpose of our life, Rambam writes exceedingly clearly in Morna Bucha, if we understand that the purpose of our life, and that would give meaning to our life, and that's what we're supposed to focus, the ultimate purpose of our life, is service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then, anyone who threatens us is just as bad or worse as someone who threatens our lives. Because one threatens our life, Bo'olam Hazeh, the other one threatens our life, Bo'olam Hazeh, Bo'olam Haba. Famous story. 1929, there was a total, when the stock market crashed, there were pictures of people jumping out of office buildings committing suicide in Wall Street. Why'd they do that? People whose whole lives were tied up with money, the only thing that made a difference was money. So the moment they lost all that money and the stock market collapsed, there's no purpose to life anymore. They can't face the life without money. Those people thought they were very wealthy, they controlled the world. And their lives revolved around money. And they were investing, they were the geniuses of Wall Street. And one day, all of a sudden, poof, it all disappeared. So what are they going to have to come home that night? You're going to have to come home that night and say, listen, my life has no meaning anymore. So you know, can't do that, so you jump out the window and commit suicide. Different things give meaning to different people's lives. For some, and some it's success, PR. Some it's money, some it's Torah. What's the story of the Al-Qaeda? through the Akedah, Yitzchok Avinu says, what gives meaning to my life? What gives meaning to my life? Serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu means giving up my life, so that's the ultimate meaning to my life. What is Avraham Avinu standing there? He had spent, how old is Avraham Avinu at that time? 137 years old. What has he spent his entire life doing? He spent his entire life teaching people about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and this one God. Spreading HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lasut Stoko Mishpat Chesed Nemes. And he's going to have to shecht Yitzchak. And the next morning, when he meets everybody, Honor Eshkol Mamre, and all the other people he dealt with, they said, well, what did you do yesterday? Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to shecht my son. I have to shecht my son. That means he's going to have to confront everyone that everything he's been telling them for all those years, he's been in Eretz Yisrael now 62 years, telling everyone a message. He's going to have to tell people at that time, everything I've been telling you for 62 years seems to be wrong. Because I told you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Chesed Rachem and Emes. And yes, they told me to shecht my son. Some people think, okay, I built an empire. So Avraham Avinu has built a whole empire of Habotz's Torah. And he can't face anyone with it. Yitzchak is gone. There's no future. So then Avraham Avinu was pressed with, what gives meaning to your life? Giving meaning to my life is my keshev l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And even if I have to not be able to face everyone, and everyone's going to make fun of me, but the meaning to my life is my keshev l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. So just like certain people, what gives meaning to their lives is money, fame, career, or whatever. To a Jew, what gives meaning to his life is Keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just as there's a Din Rodef to someone who's trying to kill me physically, so HaMachtio Yosem in Ahorko, someone who's out to be Machti, me or Klal Yisrael, wants to destroy the basic meaning of my life. And that is what Moshe, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told to Moshe. Destroy Midian. They're trying to destroy Klal Yisrael. Not so much by killing Klal Yisrael. No. By doing something else to Klal Yisrael. Being machti them with avodah zarah nus. And therefore, had they tried to kill you, you'd kill them. It's a very deep statement here about what gives meaning to a Jew's life individually, what gives meaning to our lives as part of Klal Yisrael. It's very deep. And it doesn't have to be the point of killing someone. It has to be when you look at what's important in your life and what's not important in your life, what's meaningful in your life. See, I see with different Talmidim planning their futures. And when you sit planning your future, what gives meaning to your life? What's going to make your life important? In 120 years, when you finish with your life and you look back on it, was it a life worth living or not worth living? Of course it was a life worth living. I have a beautiful mansion. Not only one beautiful mansion. I've one in the Riviera. I've one in Malibu. I've one who knows where. That what gives meaning to life? Some people, maybe yes. Not what gives meaning to a Jew's life. Meaning to a Jew's life is his keshu l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we're here. And that's what we recognize. That's why we are selected to be different than every other nation in the world. Every other nation in the world may say what gives value to their life. It's a this, it's a that. A Jew, one thing is valued to his life, his keshu l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if Midian threatened that keshu, so anyone who's part of that planning or that potential ability had to be eliminated. But Mashinageya to us makes us focus. The Chumash is telling us when a Jew stops and thinks seriously, what gives value to his life is his Keshua L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when a Jew thinks of going out to war, he has no success in battle and success not in battle. There's nothing to do with anything else except with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Hashem Elokecha mishalech bekerv machanecha la'atzilcha. Lord says, Avechu lefanecha. And therefore, Hoya machanecha kadosh. Yes, all types of status, but at the end of the day, it has to do very much. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu want you to succeed or not? And that's going to depend on your keshu l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the lessons that are stated here apply not only to war, not only to Midian, they apply to every part of your life. What you think as you plan your life, at a time when you're thinking of planning your life, what becomes meaningful and what doesn't become meaningful. What gives purpose to life and what doesn't give purpose to life. And what now we see, I'll be famous, I'll have who knows how many mansions. But somehow the Pasuk isn't talking about that. The Pasuk's talking, your keshu l'Kadosh Baruch Hu is what ultimately gives meaning to your life, or it doesn't.